You're listening to SBS News.
An awards night recognising the contribution of Asian Australians is looking to shatter racist barriers. The bamboo ceiling is a term used to describe workplace discrimination limiting Asian Australians, as program organiser Jay Young Low explains.
Similar to what the glass ceiling is for women, the bamboo ceiling is the reference point and the phenomenon that's facing Asian Australians from reaching leadership roles within our workplaces and organisations and across industries.
The awards ceremony held last night recognised the contribution of Asian Australians across a number of fields, including advocacy, arts and culture, science, sports and medicine, taking home top recognition in the 40 Under 40 Most Influential Asian Australian Awards is Vietnamese-Australian lawyer Tu Lee. Ms. Lee is now best known for igniting a debate about a lack of cultural diversity in Parliament, following controversy over Labor's decision to place former New South Wales Premier Christina Keneally in a previously safe federal seat in southwestern Sydney, for which Ms. Lee was the likely local candidate. Unfortunately, Ms. Lee says her experience isn't unique, explaining how she observes this racial barrier daily in her work as a not-for-profit community lawyer.
I see it quite a bit in our clientele where our culturally and linguistically diverse, our multicultural and migrant clients face extra barriers to being able to access legal help. And these systemic barriers really stop them from getting the support that they need. And, you know, it starts off with language, but I think there are also the complications and the complexity of the legal system, not understanding their rights and not being able to access a lot of the mainstream services really keep people vulnerable and disadvantaged.
Ms. Lee told SBS she was shocked to hear she was the award winner, but the 31-year-old has worked at a domestic and family sexual violence legal service, coordinated a law service for exploited migrant workers, and is a leader at the Vietnamese Buddhist Youth Association. For Ms. Lee, the most rewarding aspect of her work has always been giving back to her diverse southwestern Sydney community.
I think the most rewarding part of the job is actually working with limited resources that we have to make sure that our services go a long way and are able to help as many people as possible. I think with a lack of resources, we really have to be quite innovative and creative in the ways in which we deliver our services, and really about embedding, as I mentioned, our services within the community and having that trust and that rapport with other community services to be able to provide holistic support to the most vulnerable members of our community.
Actor and writer Michelle Law is best known for her work in the miniseries Homecoming Queens and the hit play Single Asian Female. The 32-year-old award recipient hopes her art can help break down discrimination confronting Asian Australians. She says her work explores intersecting themes of race and gender identities and hopes this representation can inspire younger Asian Australians.
It's important to me because, you know, I never really had that sort of representation growing up in Australia. I had sort of maybe one or two key figures that I could look to, but, you know, definitely being more present in my sector for younger Asian Australians who are coming up in the ranks, just providing them something that they can look to and say, you know, I could do that one day as well.
Growing up in Australia was not an easy experience for Ms. Law. She has confronted her own experiences of racism from as early as she can remember and continues to confront discrimination in her industry.
I mean, it's such a cyclical thing, isn't it? I mean, I've experienced whether it was overt racism or more insidious racism from when I was a child, really. I mean, I was born and grew up in Australia, and so examples of, you know, when I was growing up, just people yelling things from their cars or saying things like, go back to where you came from. And as you get older and start working in the industry, you sort of realise more how much more insidious it can be when you're working within sort of institutions and barriers that are more systemic.
As the awards celebrate their fourth year, organisers like Jay Young Low hope Australia will soon embrace the full leadership potential of Asian Australians. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.